Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
I don't know. Yeah, but my name is Cecilia Klein, and I just look at my account, and I just spoke to my my bank, and I have charged on the April 30th for $7.95, and I thought on the I think there's a Facebook. They say I want something, and the only thing I pay is $7.95 for shipping and handling. So I was like, oh wow, I didn't know I want something because I always apply for all those, you know, waffles or something like that. You know, I thought this is one of them. And then all of a sudden I find out there's a charge on May 5th for $56.95. I said, what is this? So I called my bank. I said, I don't know why this same company is charging me $56.95. And he told to me, well, it looks like they're charging you for like a monthly fee for whatever your process. I said, I didn't process anything. They told me it's free. I mean, I want something, and the only thing I pay is $7.95. So I want that to be put it back. And otherwise, I will call my bank. It is fraud.
Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, ma'am. You know, I can't believe this, that, you know, that they didn't say anything to me that I it's going to charge me $56.95 for whatever monthly it got. They didn't say anything about that. Did you find my account, the account there?
I haven't gotten any information from you yet, ma'am. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Okay, 92585.
First and last name of the account?
Cecilia Klein.
Yeah, what's the first name?
Cecilia.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything with that. Will it be under a different name or zip code?
Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A. And zip code is 92585.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything with that. Do you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
The card? Why, you mean someone using my card or something?
No, ma'am. Do you have the first six and last four of the card that was charged?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's 1198.
Okay, and the first six digits?
Oh, what do you mean, the first six?
Yes,
of
I need
my card?
Correct.
The first six is 5524333.
We chose to start cash card from the Capital One because we are unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase.
You said
552433? Yes.
And what's the first name on the account?
Cecilia. Cecilia.
Okay, one moment. Okay, verify your shipping address for security of the account.
It's 27811 Port Parkway, Amenity, California, 92585.
Okay, thank you for that. And have you disputed any of those charges with your financial institution?
Say it again.
Have you disputed any of those charges with your bank or credit card company?
Well, this is the one that they charged to me on my card on April 30, $7.95, and May 5 is $56.95.
Okay, I'm asking, have you disputed the charges with your bank?
Yeah, I did. I talked to my bank, what is this, charges.
Okay.
And they told me to call you guys to refund that.
Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership and the kitchen.
I
can't talk while you're talking, ma'am.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to explain. I didn't apply for the membership.
Okay, so when the kitchen was ordered on April the 29th, you had to pay the shipping and handling for the free product.
Okay.
You also
say something?
Okay, I can't talk while you're talking, ma'am. I'm trying to explain the account.
But I'm just saying I did not order. They
yes, I understand.
I want for that kitchen packaging that I want. The only thing I pay is $7.95 for shipping and handling. That's all they said on that online.
Okay. So when the kitchen was ordered on April 29th, you had to pay the shipping and handling for the free product. It looks like you also automatically signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, but it do give you 48 hours to call in to cancel. Okay, well, you don't cancel, they do bill you for $56.95 each month for the membership. But I can't go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges due to the dispute file. You will need to call back with your bank on a line regarding the charge. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I guess they're going to refund that the charges.
No, ma'am.
Why no?
Due to the dispute file, no refund can be issued. You'll need to call back with your bank on a line.
To call my bank.
You'll need to call back with your bank on the line.
On the line. But why you guys not refunding the $56.95 and $9.95? I didn't even sign up on that. That's what they told me. That's why my bank told me to tell you guys to refund that.
Okay. Well, ma'am, no refund can be issued. Once you need to drop the dispute with your bank.
No, I did not apply for membership. I've been telling you that I did not apply for membership. I thought this is only the free gift. I'm just gonna go pay for $7.95. So that is really now my bank said. So this is fraud. That they just want you to be getting in there and not really saying everything online what is going to happen. So I didn't sign up on that one. The only thing they're showing in there, just pay the $9.95 for shipping and handling. That's the only thing it say on that online. Ma'am, just to pay the shipping and handling.
Okay.
So I explained that to my bank, and my bank said, go ahead and call them to refund that $56.95 and the $7.95. because I thought they're gonna just mail it to me because it's just gonna go pay for shipping and handling, but not gonna charge me every month. I don't know what the heck is this membership. Why do I have to apply for the membership for nothing? Why do I have to do that? So this is really fraud, Mom. You can do this to all the people. You cannot do that. That's crime. It's people over here. It's crime. They cannot do that. They cannot just taking money to the people and charge over the
Okay. Well, I do apologize, ma'am. I don't mean to interrupt, but is there anything else can help you with?
Well, I want that money to be back in my account.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, ma'am, no refund can be issued due to the dispute.
There has to be refund because I didn't process that. I've been telling that to you. That I did not process that.
Okay.
And I told that to my bank. And my bank told me, you tell them they have to be refunded it because you did not process that. You did not apply on that. So they have to be refunded it.
Okay, well, unfortunately, ma'am,
because I didn't know. They didn't say anything about that. That it's going to be signed up for membership. Nothing say it over there. The only thing, I just give my address and for that charge for the $7.95, but not to charge another account like that amount. They didn't say anything like that. They doesn't say anything on the website like that.
Okay, well, I do apologize, ma'am. I do need to move on to my next call. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I just want to know if you're going to refund it, that.
No, ma'am.
Well, they have to be refunded.
Unfortunately, ma'am, I do apologize.
Well, no, because you guys is part of the people in it. You guys stealing money to the people. So that means if you can do anything because you are one of them, they're stealing money for the people.
Okay. Well, I do apologize, ma'am, but I do need to move on to my next call. Your account has been canceled. That does stop all future billing. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, you cancel it then, but you have to be refunded. That's my issue.
Unfortunately,
right now,
ma'am, no refund can be issued. You need to give us a call back with your bank on the line, okay? I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.
Oh, you guys go to hell.
What the fuck was that?
Well, these people in here stealing money. I didn't even apply for that. Yeah, I'm going to call my bank. I'm going to tell them it's really fraud. These people is fraud.